If you are now in a lesson on the topic, in the topic of the Worldwide Kabbalah Congress in Moldova from Unity 1, lesson number 1, dissolving in the friends.
I have nothing to say, you need to speak. I don't have the text or anything.
Okay, so excerpt number 1 from Rabash, Article 10. What is the degree one should achieve in order not to have to reincarnate? All of the souls extend from the soul of Adam HaRishon. For after he sinned in the sin of the tree of knowledge, his soul divided into 600,000 souls. This means that the one light that Adam HaRishon had, which the Holy Zohar calls the upper brightness, which he had in the Garden of Eden at once, spread into numerous pieces.
This helps us build ourselves. The fact that the soul, one desire, split into many, many different desires, which are in opposition to each other, because then we don't have any direct dealing with the Creator. If there was one soul, meaning one desire, rather, we have many, many parts, many souls, and then we can correct them, each part separately, and also these parts gradually come to help each other, and then we have such corrections which are called generations, stage by stage, layer by layer of the will to receive. That's how we correct it, and then we correct it by layers, and we advance until we come to a state where the vessel becomes completely mixed to its full depth and existing in such a way where it needs to be corrected in the complete form. But all of this comes by, actually, by very simple operations, very simple parts. Each one corrects what he has to correct, his part in Adam HaRishon, and in that way we achieve the correction. There is great wisdom to that, of course, and that's what we learn regarding our reality. That's the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah, how to gradually correct the vessels, each vessel in Ibui and Ika Mochin, all of the degrees in a hub of ascent, the joining of the lower one to the upper one, the influence of the upper one upon the lower one. And so we all, as we say, climb the king's mountain until we reach adhesion. Questions? Perhaps before the questions we can read it again.
Yes, again, excerpt number 1. All of the souls extend from the soul of Adam HaRishon. For after he sinned in the sin of the tree of knowledge, his soul divided into 600,000 souls. This means that the one light that Adam HaRishon had, which the Holy Zohar calls upper radiance, which he had in the Garden of Eden at once, spread into numerous pieces.
Yes, so the shattering of the vessel was a deliberate action, the sin of the tree of knowledge, as we call it. And of course, no one is at fault here because nothing existed even before that. It's just a preparation on the side of the Creator. As it is written, Eliyahu comes to the person. It was a lie, so to speak. And then the person begins to do the work of correction. It begins through the degrees of still, vegetative, and animate. Then you reach the last degree, the tip of the yud, the keter. That's the Creator. Within these vessels of the still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, meaning in of yud, shovash, alef, bet, gimel, and in of yud, dalet, we attain Him. So, that's it. The work is gradual in the group through the changes which come upon us, and we need to see how the Creator awakens us to study His work on us. That's called God's work. He works on us, and we call it, from your actions we shall know you. What He does to us, from that we can learn and come to know Him. It's a very special, it's a very important point. What does it mean to know Him? I see all sorts of changes in me. I want, I don't want, I love, I hate, I want this, I'm thinking of that, and so on. Out of all these changes in me, in all of them, I want to detect Him, locate Him. Why is He doing this to me? For what reason? How will I overcome what He is doing in order to always be drawn to Him, to always discover Him in all of His actions and operations, by which he acts upon me? And then I begin my investigation. Right? So, everything that occurs in me, first of all, it's very important to grasp these changes in me, as there's none else besides Him. It's only Him doing all of this, causing all of this to me. And then, for what reason? How do I relate to it? And to the point where I already know what to do with all these changes that the Creator makes in me and how to respond correctly to them, so that through what He instills in me, what He fills me with, how do I come back to know Him through that and to connect to Him through that? And in that we become partners. It's called, I am for my beloved and my beloved for me, or to me. And that's how we advance until we reach such a connection called adhesion, dvikut, in mind and in heart. In the outcome, it's called in all your desires, in all your whole soul, all your might, everything that a person has. Please.
Should I continue, or more questions, or
I don't know. Whatever you think. It's. I want to go over. I want to go over all the lessons. We have 8 lessons, I think, in the Congress. And we need to somehow taste a little bit of each and every lesson. Yes. Someone wants to ask here. So, first of all, yes? So, it's their privilege, first of all. Yes. Who's translating?
Warum tut das? Ist doch eigentlich, es geht doch eigentlich immer nur darauf, er läuft doch immer nur darauf hinaus, es gibt nichts außer ihm. Also auch die Frage, warum tut das, soll ich doch gar nicht beantworten. Ich soll doch eigentlich nur immer sehen, oder wir, es gibt nichts außer ihm, oder?
Вопрос состоит в том, зачем Творец это делает? Вот на этот вопрос
нужно искать ответ, или просто... What does the Creator do? What He does? Should we look for an answer for this question, or just relate it to Him and that's it, without looking for an answer?
First of all, if the question comes to a person, it's a sign. It's a sign that he does need to receive an answer. The question is, when? When will the answer come? Of course, not right away, but as time passes, of course, we can ultimately attain the reasons and causes for everything that happens to us. So if we're asking, why is the Creator doing this to me? And it's possible that I'll know it very, very shortly, or possibly in many years, or at the end of the road. It's certain that at the end of the road, the whole path, the whole road is laid bare, revealed all the outcomes, all the causes, and then we understand that everything was done very meticulously with great exactitude in order to correct our vessel, and we have nothing in us except that which came from the shattering. And so all of the desires, all the thoughts, those that are shattered, the most horrible of them, they all come from the shattering. And how to correct, and how to correct, that depends on the choice of the person and on his environment, his connection with the environment. But we must understand that what's revealed is revealed correctly, and I need to correct it. And correction is primarily through the way we regard it, our attitude towards it.
Yes, does anyone have a question here? Bulgaria, please.
Адам решил. Как произошло разбиение души Адама Ришона?
How did the shattering of the soul of Adam HaRishon occur?
The same as the shattering of the world of Nikudim, where it seemed to him that he is going to bring about the end of correction all at once, like in the world of Nikudim, where they received the great lights, and they could not maintain the vessels. There was not sufficient masach, because the heart of stone was involved there. And the Creator says, I created the evil inclination, meaning the heart of stone. He says that ahead of time, I created for you something in which you'll fail, you will break. And then, through gradual corrections of that failure, you'll be able to attain me. Because the heart of stone stands exactly opposite the Creator, corresponds exactly to the Creator. All of our desires, other than the heart of stone, there are desires which come from integration with the upper light. But the heart of stone is a desire which comes as complete utter darkness, which is what the Creator created. And therefore, I've created the evil inclination. That's the main thing. And thanks to it, we can advance. And not outside of it. More?
How can we add excitement, enthusiasm in the work on the path?
How to add enthusiasm to the work on the path? That each one helps his friend. As we say, if a person is undergoing ascents and descents, which don't depend on him so much, or they depend on him in that he needs to prepare himself so that even if he falls in a controlled manner. And what doesn't depend on him is that he's not responsible for the Rishimo, which is revealed in him at every moment. And who knows what thought and what desire I may fall into, right? But 1,000 times the righteous one falls and rises. So, it is up to me only to make an effort to be in the society, not to let go, not to leave. And what I can say from my own experience is dissemination, writing, teaching, yes, being a teacher, that's what helps. And it helps in a way where we talked about the assistant of Moses, Joshua, right? That by assisting him, he became his second, and then he took his place. And this can happen only if we work with the public, we help, because it's certain that in whatever spiritual state, it doesn't matter which, I impart the wisdom of Kabbalah to other vessels, broken vessels, for them to be corrected, and then by that I add them to me. And then when they do some actions, even little ones, they help me. So dissemination is a very important thing. Now we have the internet nowadays, and it's salvation. It's a great great help because you can use it, you can utilize it, you can exploit these means, this instrument, and to approach each and every one, to come closer to all of them. Please.
Avi from Dimona, what effort are we lacking in order to build the inner tension right now and each moment until the Congress?
I can awaken the friend. I can awaken the friend in a way where I take care of him, I help him, I awaken him, and in a way where I ask the Creator to awaken him, to take care of him. And so, I have a few ways by which to affect the friend, through other friends, through the Creator, and by myself, through the study, through dissemination, which we do together, of course, and so on, possibly through the meals. It can be many things. So we need to use all of the means, all of them, all of these things.
Jerusalem. So, what should a person do in order not to reincarnate again?
In order not to reincarnate Jerusalem, don't think about not reincarnating. Think about how to do God's work in the complete and the fullest way with devotion. Don't think about yourself. I shouldn't think about myself how not to reincarnate.
Rav, he's talking here about one soul that was divided into many parts. How do we hold both things together? It's one soul, but it's also revealed between us as many states over many times.
Do we talk about the whole of humanity, which has to come to the end of correction? That's the general soul. And when we talk about the ten, that's the, you can call it, private soul. And when I talk about myself, then I'm part of that private soul.
How do we hold this and that together?
Well, for the time being, if you can't hold them together, then do the work separately. Once there, once here, once I'm with myself in order to integrate with the ten, or another time I'm the ten in order to integrate with the rest of the tens, and at some other point I go out to disseminate to the wide public, to through the press or so on, such like.
Rani, can.
Don't you have anything from abroad, Gilad? I see that you're taking questions only from your own constituency, so to speak.
No, the screens, whenever we have a question mark, then we give them priority, but right now we don't have any.
Oh, Kiev.
Yes, hello, dear Rav. This lesson is called Dissolving in the Friends. When we will be in the Congress and we will study these excerpts in the Congress, how should I be directed, aimed? What should I do at that time as I listen to these excerpts during the Congress in order to dissolve in the Friends?
The whole Congress is meant to connect us together, because then we'll be that area in which the Creator can be revealed. So to dissolve means to dilute oneself, to disappear inside that connection. The more we don't feel ourselves, but rather integrate with each other, to the point of a lack of personal understanding, personal awareness, the more we're in that, then accordingly, we will be able to feel the appearance of the Creator, which will certainly come amongst you, between you. I'll tell you from experience, we had very, very good, very positive congresses. We had some which were less good. In what? In terms of the appearance of the Creator inside of you. And when you go through these congresses and you don't feel that the Creator is there in the interaction between you, in the connection between you, that's your problem. It's a problem in your sensitivity between all of you. Sensitivity, I mean, the more a person is coarse, a great big egoist, and the more he annulled himself in order to connect to the others, he achieved great purity against his coarseness. Then the purity and the coarseness together, one opposite the other, they build in him a vessel for the sensation of the Creator, and he resides in us. I'm telling you, one who doesn't feel, I'm sorry to say that he doesn't feel, and that is because he lacks this coarseness and purity, but one who feels, feels it. I remember that I remember when I was with the Rabash for half a year or so. I studied with him, and also not with him, but with Hillel, one of his students. And we went, the whole group, went to Tzfat. And we entered some yard there. Each one slept. Each one found some corner to sleep on the floor, perhaps, or on a chair if there was one. Many people were. We were many people going there. And when we came back, Obash asked me, "Did you feel anything? What did you feel?" And I tell him, what did I need to feel? I didn't feel anything. And he says, it's a shame. And I asked, what can I feel if I don't, if I'm not in it? And he said, that's true, but it's a shame. And he didn't give me any further explanations, but I understood that there was a potential, there was an opportunity to feel the Creator dwelling in that environment. And for some reason it passed me by. So it's the same thing with our Congress. Our Congress, very, very great upper lights come to our Congress. And there are people who have it in them. There are people who feel it to a point. The majority don't feel it, but there are some who do. And if they do or if they don't, it doesn't matter. The surrounding light, the Om Makif, is very great. And anyone who makes an effort is capable of feeling it as pnimi, as inner light. Not as a surrounding light, but as inner light. And it may be that the vessels are not sufficiently corrected, and so for a time, they will receive an impression from that light. And it may be that it'll happen in a permanent way, but pay attention. We're coming to the Congress in order to discover the Creator in the connection between us. And so, therefore, I invite each and every one who's listening, please, it would be a shame to miss such an opportunity. It's a shame if that opportunity passes you by. And who knows if you'll have another such opportunity. So, please, can we continue?
In Bulgaria?
Как пробуждат связь между десятками на конгрессе в Молдавии? Как происходит эта связь между десятками?
How do we awaken the connection between the tens in Moldova? How should this connection be?
I can't see properly. Is that Mario? Is it?
No. But, не, это не Марио.
Тов. Well, how can we do this? First of all, why am I asking? Because Bulgaria, that's where our next congress takes place. It's not the Moldova congress, but yeah, I'll be happy to see you in both places, here and there. And if I had the opportunity, if I was one of you, I'd come to both congresses. I don't know actually what to say. There are so many things, so many details, but I think we talked about all of them already. You join a 10. It's good if the 10s are random. It'll require greater effort of me. I will need to understand that now it's an opportunity. The Congress is a very special opportunity, and so the 10 and every lesson is a very special opportunity, and I have no other choice. I'm coming there in such a way where I now need to sacrifice myself, and whatever may happen, I need to annul myself before the 10. I don't care what 10 it is. I care about annulling myself, because through that annulment, by that annulment, I will come to feel the Creator. It's very simple. Go on.
Now, Vlad from Kiev asked the question, Rav, in which way can I dissolve in the friends during the Congress? There's another question. What should I do so that the friends will dissolve in me? How can I help them? How can I facilitate this task of dissolving in me?
To open the heart and to give an example. To open the heart and to be an example. To give an example. Next.
So we don't have more questions. Should we move on to the next excerpt?
Next item, yes.
Okay, so from Bala Sulam, letter 4, you lack nothing but to go out to a field that the Lord has blessed and collect all those flaccid organs that have drooped from your soul and join them into a single body.
Yes, that indeed is what we require. Just to integrate with the friends, and you lack nothing, as Bala Sulam says, except for that. That's the work. And the result, the outcome of that work is, it immediately brings us to the attainment of the goal. The revelation of the Creator will come instantly into the connection between us by the annulment that we all attain towards each other. And in truth, we lack nothing except that. And we'll try to do that in the 10. So I'm preparing myself. I prepare myself right now. I'm preparing for the 10, for the Congress, in such a way where only annulment towards them. And I'm willing to do anything for them to connect. Then I am called the Malchut, who is concerned only about the connection of the first 9 Sfirot. And then in such a way, it's certain that we will succeed. My work is actually very simple. It's the same, but each time we need to renew it, because every moment new Rishimot, new impressions will awaken, and I will actualize them. And in few instants, I'm certainly beginning to attain what's going on inside those Rishimot. I will begin to discover the Creator. And the more resistance I have against that, the better. It means that the revelation will be sharp and strong. Please.
Other questions? Yes. Chup. Rav, he writes, a field blessed by the Lord. So in such a special time when we see that you are overseas, but you're so much with us in our heart, And we can also see, in my immediate environment, I can see that the presence is full. On the screens, we can see that the presence is full. And it's so beautiful to see that in Berlin, the friends have also gathered. I know several friends there made very special efforts. And a personal story, yesterday I was lecturing in Jerusalem, to the point in the heart in Jerusalem. And we have a new friend there from Eastern Jerusalem who is joining, and he is connecting and he gets so much excited from all of these beautiful texts. The group is growing, they doubled their numbers in the last half a year. And it's felt that the field blessed by the Lord is happening right now. He's talking about us. So the question is, when the 10 goes out to a field blessed by the Lord, what, I don't even know how to ask it, but it seems that when the situation seems so perfect, what else can we ask for?
You feel that you're helping each other mutually, completely in the tent. Do you feel that you're utilizing all of the energies, all the strength you have in order to bestow to the friends? Do you feel, all of you, that you can connect together with one, in one energy, one force, one heart, and bestow to the Creator? Like 10 babies who want to bring their mom some gifts, so they connect all of them together in order to bring her some candy or something like that. Do you have such a connection between you and the Creator?
I realize we have more work to do.
Wonderful, very good. Just write it before you and tomorrow tell me.
Okay, Rab. And we wish you success with all of your actions in Europe. We are together.
Good luck to you. Tomorrow we will be already in Prague. And you go ready today. And from there we will have a lesson. I see that by this we are also talking along the way with other people, except for our friends from the groups. Really, we can awaken Europe. It's a great investment, but it's possible. We also need to feel how situation is changing here. The conditions are at last changing. That which we spoke of many years ago is finally now happening. They have great help from the heavens. The Creator is awakening for them such external conditions that people here are starting to ask, what's the point in our lives? Because they see that there's no life and there's no taste to it. And who knows if everything is going to disappear? It's great assistance from above. The fact that there's no taste in life and there's no life, it's clear. It's the life of the wicked, yes? Disconnected from the upper eternal world. But the fact that they're not feeling something, that pushes a person forward. Well, let's continue there, Gilad.
Brazil. לא, אין להם גבילה. אז הקטע הבא. Okay, so moving on to the next excerpt.
קטע הבא מתוך רבש א', אהבת חברים. וימצאו איש, והנה תורה.
רבש, love of friends. And the man asked, what are you seeking? Meaning, how can I help you? And he said, I seek my brothers. By being...
The fact that a person turns to the Creator as he's in a field and can't know where to move to and what to do with himself, he turns to the Creator and doesn't even know what to ask, because what is he missing in life? He knows that something is missing, that his life is a result without importance, without the essence of life. And then when he asks, eventually the Creator directs him. Here it's the question, how capable are we to understand that what we receive from the Creator, as we came to the group, we came to the wisdom of Kabbalah, we have come to the explanation that the teacher is giving, it's all the Creator who is directing in such a way those, let's say, means, reasons, so that each of us will receive the correct direction. So again, in the field.
Again. And the man asked him, saying, "What are you seeking?" Meaning, "How can I help you?" And he said, "I seek my brothers. By being together with my brothers, that is, by being in a group where there is love of friends, I'll be able to mount the trail that leads to the house of God. This trail is called a path of bestowal, and this way is against our nature. And to be able to achieve it, there is no other way but love of friends."
Well, this already speaks about the advanced state, where a person understands he has no choice, that the Creator put him in such conditions where he has to spend his whole life as a field where you can go lost. But on the other hand, it's a field that was blessed by the Creator, where there's a blessing. And if that with that blessing he finds other people and arranges them to a group, to one united group. And then within that, from the society being adhered like that, meaning the field is a field where you can go in all kinds of directions, but if they assemble, they connect, they can be like a spaceship that can rise up to the Creator from that field. Questions?
Are there any questions? No questions. Okay. Next excerpt. Love of Friends 2, Rabash Article 6. Each of them should think that he has now come for the purpose of annulling self-love. It means that he will not consider how to satisfy his will to receive now, but will think as much as possible only of love of others. This is the only way to acquire the desire and the need to acquire a new quality, called the will to bestow. And from love of friends, one can reach love of the Creator, meaning wanting to give contentment to the Creator.
These are 2 degrees that we need to rise, first to love of friends, it can't be another way, and from the love of friends to the love of the Creator. The love of the Creator is general. It can't be that you have one without the other, and you shouldn't think that love of friends is a condition, that if I observe that, then I reach the love of the Creator, the connection with the Creator, which is called love. No. But rather, the love of friends is that kli, the vessel with which, if I arrange myself correctly within the 10 with love towards them, upon the hatred to them, then I am preparing the kli with the correct coarseness, the correct aviyut, which is hatred, and the overcoming in the timtzum, masach, and ol chozer, which is called love. one upon the other, because there needs to be a viut, tzimtzum, masach, and ochozev, and then according to my longing to the Creator, reach the law of the Creator, and build a partzuf, build a soul. That's how it works. We need to come to a state in which we slowly, slowly come to the implementation of what we've learned in Pticha. Please.
Questions? Okay, move on to excerpt number 5. Rabash, Article 8. Our sages said, as their faces differ, their views differ. Thus, those who agreed among them to unite into a group understood that there isn't such a great distance between them in the sense that they recognize the necessity to work in love of others. Therefore, each of them will be able to make concessions in favor of the others, and they can unite around that.
Meaning the connection can be only to the extent in which a person annuls himself. He can't annul himself. We are not the lords of our desire and the ability to work with our desire, but rather only through the Creator. So in the beginning of my way, in the first part of my correction, I turned to the Creator in order for Him to help me connect to the friends. And then, in my connection with the friends, I already use my connection in order to reach from the love of the creatures, the love of the Creator, of the friends, to the love of the Creator. Meaning, in the beginning, reach the love of the friends through turning to the Creator, and from Him I come to the love of friends. Then, after attaining the love of friends by the upper force, the force of the Creator, then from love of friends I move to the love of the Creator. That's how it works. So I am both in the friends and in the Creator, and me, those three, I use always those three. But I and the friends, first of all, need to reach love, to such a connection called love. And then I, and in general, we turn to the Creator for Him to help us with this, to build the ten. But the end of an act is in the initial thought. As we're working in the ten, we're already thinking how later, from the ten, we come to the love of the Creator, to the address to the Creator. Next.
Kiev, you have a question? We say that we talk about that we're aiming for revelation of the Creator in the convention, and to feel that, a friend who's sitting in a tent with me at the convention, what should he expect? What kind of revelation? He now feels a connection with the friends he's sitting with in the tent. What kind of revelation should he expect, wait in that connection?
To the revelation of the connection with the friends in which the connection with the Creator is revealed. Very simple. There isn't, just like we spoke about now, there's no more than that. The type and power and manner in which we connect with the friends will define eventually the connection of the group to the Creator, and the Creator will be revealed. And when He will be revealed, He will be revealed already towards the ten. But each in the ten, according to his intensity, he will feel to what extent the Creator dwells in him inside the ten. But he will feel it. The whole ten, each in the ten, will feel somewhat differently. That's called that there's ten sfirot. That's how it is. You need to understand how this happens. I don't know if it's possible to compare it here with the group of students, let's say, where each grasps something of his own. But nevertheless, with us, we perceive through our mutual help to one another. I don't No, we will find such examples to use here. But this is the main thing that we have to do in the convention. It seems to me that the convention will be very special by us working together on the connection between us, and from the connection between us and the Creator, and for this to give us a flavor for each and every one, a taste, a true kind of a sweetness to our soul. Yes.
Что означает полюбить товарища? Маза некра леов это.
What is it considered to love a friend? To love a friend is considered that I love that kli, that condition, that desire, that quality that the Creator arranged for me to feel Him, the Creator. I mean, it can't be that there's a love of a friend which is more or less than the love of the Creator. So much so that they connect together, me, the friend, and the Creator, to one. Okay?
We saw Vlad from Kiev had another question. Vlad? Good morning, Rav. When the Creator will be revealed, from that point, what do we do?
Well, we'll check to see what we can do with him. Let him be revealed first. The revelation of the Creator to the creature is considered that the creature receives within his kelim a filling. And from that filling in his kli, he begins to recognize, to get to know the Creator. Meaning, he gets to know the filling in his kelim. Meaning, he knows the kelim better because they enter into an identification with the Creator. And he gets to know the light, the Creator, through the kelim. And it's impossible for there to be this without that. The correct kelim cannot be the correctly directed desires and connected correctly. And if they're connected correctly, they reveal the Creator. And the revelation occurs from within the kelim. Therefore, the Creator is bo'ure, come and see, according to the direction of the kelim. The Creator speaks of Havaya. Havaya is a kli. Havaya is keter, chokma, bina, zeranpin, malchut, and the kutsoshel yud, the tip of the yud. So, it's certainly such that the Creator is bo'ure, come and see. We're not revealing something that's outside of the kli. The impression of the kli, that which occurs within the kli, the vibrations within the kli, which we feel, that is called bo'ure, come and see the Creator. And in this we begin to feel how much each friend is for me a part of the Creator. How my whole ten becomes a true sense, which is called the soul. That sense that I reveal the Creator in. So I don't have a thing that is more valuable, more that is greater than my ten. Yes.
Yes, Rav. The Creator will be revealed in the ten according to his intensity. I guess you mean, you know, each friend's intensity. What is this intensity you're talking about?
The intensity of annulment on one hand, and above that, the intensity of participation from the other side of it. There's self-annulment and connection to others. I mean both of those. I intend to both of those. That's our work. Self-annulment is the degree of an ubar, of an embryo, and the degree of a small one, which we need to either annul ourselves completely or to nullify ourselves partially in order to be included, annulled towards the upper one. But already on the degree of katnut, in smallness towards the ubar, we understand in what to annul, in what we can and what we can't. That's already active annulment in the degree of smallness. And then the degree of a great one, of a maturity, is where I learn from the upper one what I need to do, and I carry that out in my kilim, meaning that my desires, together with the ten, I place them in such a way that in them I am in this intermixture within them. I get to know the Creator. What do you mean? What do I mean, get to know the Creator? I build the Creator within me, within those desires, because there's no Creator outside of the creature. Rather, the creature who arranges his inclinations, desires, sfirot, in such a way, discovers the filling in them, which is called the Creator. And then the Creator as the name, Havaya, with the filling. That's the attainment of the Creator. Next.
La pregunta, ¿qué significa hacer concesiones a favor de los amigos?
What is the meaning of annulment towards the friends, annulling for the friends?
To concede for the friends, that's me nullifying my ego in order to not be a disturbance in the connection between them. And then I become a zero. And then I awaken myself to help in the connection between them, as I, by that, already revive myself within the life of the group. Until I truly become, between them, a friend by all means, in a whole manner. That's how all my preparations and inclinations are enabling me, helping me, to incorporate in them and to include them and be in them. Yes?
На конгрессе, как вы и сказали, что будут постоянно меняющиеся.
At the convention, there will be switching tens. And throughout the convention, there will be every friend will have eight new friends. And now the question is, since we're all in different groups with different conditions, with different levels of preparation and frameworks. So maybe in one group it's, you know, it's a custom to go out to smoke during the lesson. In another group, you can go out to make a coffee in the middle of the lesson. In another group, a friend can fall asleep and no one will wake him up because at least he came to the lesson. There are all different kinds of external things that are accustomed in different groups. So in the convention, should we agree on something in the ten? Or should we just count on the fact that maybe nothing will contradict what I'm already used to? Like what I'm used to in the Moscow activities. So that nothing will take you out of balance from the external actions of the friends during a lesson.
First of all, there must be an agreement, a general agreement of what's allowed and what's prohibited. What's allowed and what's prohibited? There's no alcohol. There's no going out during the work in the tens. There's no operating some sources like radios and internets and phones which connect us with the external world, we are coming in order to connect and in order to determine between us that form of Havaya, the form of the soul, in order to reveal the Creator in it. We are ready for this and we need to make an effort. Therefore, whoever is ready for this effort is invited. And I hope that all those who are coming understand what they're coming for. I'm saying this with all seriousness. The lessons are lessons that are no longer than 2 hours, so it's not too bad if you don't smoke in the middle and you don't go out and smoke in the middle of a lesson. That's it. That's one thing. Secondly, if there are urgent things, you have to go to the bathroom, I mean, of course. It could be, what else could be urgent? I don't know. Let's hope that we will understand one another. That might be something else. But also that, in a very quick way, go and come back. We're human beings. We understand that. That's it. Other than that, everyone comes aimed for connection only, in order to reveal the Creator. And there's no other questions here. Whoever doesn't want that shouldn't come. We don't need observers. We need participants who are active. That's it. Denis.
Кто это спрашивал? Москва?
Ну? Пытаемся спросить, ага. Как правильно ожидать раскрытия Творца?
То есть, what is the correct way to expect for revelation of the Creator? How to prepare for it?
Believe me, it is very simple. I am incorporated with the others, and I expect in that common point between us, which becomes the true common one, I expect in it for the Creator to be revealed. Where the center of the whole group is, with of all the tens towards which all the eyes are aimed, that's where He will be revealed. And this will help our efforts to arrange for us such a connection in which He will reveal by Himself. But outside of a person, never within a man. Where is the Shekhinah? Between us. Next.
Another
question. The first lesson is called Melting Within the Friends. In the convention, we'll sit in tens, and towards the end of the lesson, this term of melting, integrating with the friends, will. Can you explain what feeling we need to have during the lesson about melting into the friends, about dissolving in the friends?
That I'm dissolving, that I'm all my thoughts and all my desires, and there's none of my own, and I myself don't have, it's all in them. I have come to such results that I have nothing but the group. As Rabash writes, there's only the friends and also me and the Creator and everything. Everything dissolves, only the ten I feel. And where am I? Even my effort that I made throughout the whole lesson, that too seemingly disappears. I feel in it the society. There's no me in them. I truly hope that we're coming to this. It's a must. I am really asking of you throughout the day to talk about this lesson number one as a preparation, because the preparation for the convention is very important, and it's good that the convention is starting with it. It seems to me that the time has come to bid you farewell. And we will see you when? In a lesson from Prague, God willing, this evening we will see you. I really hope that you will see what groups can be in Europe that are pretty big, and we will gather in Prague, and we will see you all. Well, and then, as usual, tomorrow morning, also from Prague, until we will be in other places, and we will awaken more friends there. And I see that there's who to awaken, there are souls ready for connection. We're expecting them all to come to the convention. There are those that have come, that will come to the Moldova convention and then to the Bulgarian convention. There are those who are coming to both conventions. There are those who are coming to just one of the two. We will talk about how we need to arrange the Bulgarian convention after the Moldova convention. It's still very early to talk about it because the convention in Bulgaria, as a result of the convention in Moldova, needs to be something else. Something else. The Moldovan convention will really define in depth and in the manner in which the Bulgarian convention will be. And for the time being, all the best to you. And we're remaining ready for the connection with you all day long. We won't forget the efforts in There's None Else Besides Him that is revealed only in Love of Friends. All the best and goodbye.
Thank you, and let's sing a song.
Adam Shemuli Mamash Kamoni Adam Shemuli Nirgash Kamoni Adam Shemuli Noshem Kamoni עד שאני יכול, עד שאני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני עד שאני יכול, עד שאני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני אל תעשה לך וכך מה ששנו עליך אל תעשה לך וכך מה ששנו עליך מה ששנו עליך אל תעשה לך וכך מה ששנו עליך כמוני האדם שמולי בוכה כמוני עד שאיני יכול עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני עד שאיני יכול עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני אל תעשה לך וכך מה ששנו עליך לך וכך מה ששנו עליך אל תעשה לך וכך מה ששנו עליך אל תעשה לך וכך